Hey everyone, welcome back to the Disney Internship Podcast. Today I want to talk a little bit about the web-based interview, which happens after yours, and my, application is hopefully accepted. Currently, it is mid-July, so I haven't even put in an application yet, but that doesn't mean I can't do a lot of research and slowly drown in Disney YouTube videos. The web-based interview is pretty much exactly what it sounds like. It is kind of like a form that you fill out, and it asks a range of different questions, and it gives you a range of different answers to choose from. So, by range I mean to say that under the question there are 5 different choices. The one on the left would say something like strongly disagree, the one on the far right would say something like strongly agree, and the middle would be neutral. Slightly to the right would be agree, and slightly to the left would be disagree. So it gives you a range of options for which you are allowed to answer. And from what I've heard from DCP alum, the best thing that you can do during this interview is either picking the strongest of one side or the strongest of the other. So if the question was, so often they're more of statements. So if there's a statement that says, I'm always on time, you would want to say something strongly. So you would say you strongly agree that you are always on time. You wouldn't say that you were neutral about being on time, because that means that sometimes you aren't on time. And obviously they're not looking for somebody who isn't always on time. I've also heard that on the web-based interview, each question is timed, so they only allow a certain amount of time for you to answer each question. I don't know exactly what the time limit is from the sample questions I've heard, but they don't seem very long, and all of them seem pretty straightforward, so I don't know exactly how much time you would really need to answer each question. Hopefully it would just come to you right after you read the question. One thing I definitely have heard is that they ask similar questions with different wordings to see if you will consistently answer the same way. If they say, I'm always on time, and you say strongly agree, and then a question somewhere down the line says, I arrive to work when I am supposed to, you should also say strongly agree to that question. If you say something like neutral or even disagree, that contradicts with what you said in the prior question. So then it looks like you're either unsure of yourself and if you're on time or not, or that you're just flat out lying. At the end of the day, what they're looking for, what we think they're looking for, is consistency. I've also heard that it is very important to use answers at each end of the line, meaning strongly disagree or strongly agree, using those as much as possible. At first, I thought this was kind of odd. I didn't want myself to come off as someone who was super giddy, or thought they were the best. Yeah, I didn't want to brag. But then I was listening to someone's YouTube video, and they put it along the lines of if you were in an in-person job interview, you know, how would you answer similar questions? If an interviewer in person asked you, are you on time? You would definitely want to say, yes, I'm always on time. You wouldn't say, sometimes I'm on time, or, you know, it depends. That's not the answer they're going to be looking for. I'm not saying you should lie on your web-based interview. I just mean that you should be confident in your answers and in yourself, because Disney needs confident people to handle the hectic jobs we are applying for. The web-based interview also doesn't have a set amount of questions for you to answer. You answer the questions until whatever algorithm they use decides whether or not you're going to go on or not. Once that occurs, after you answer a question, instead of going to another question, it'll bring you to a web page, and it will tell you whether or not you are moving on or not, instantaneously. It's that cut and dry. This is the part of the application process that I'm definitely the least worried about. I feel like I can be consistent and can answer questions quickly, and I've done well on interviews before. I feel like this is kind of like a regular job interview, except over the internet, so you have a little bit of time to formulate an answer. I know it's technically timed, but you do have a certain amount of time to decide whether you want to say yes or no to a question, and it's not like you can end up stuttering through sentences or making a fool of yourself during the interview because you're just clicking answers. The stuttering through answers and making a fool out of yourself, that's for the phone interview. Save all that stress and anxiety for that, not a web questionnaire. Here's my thought. If you answer all of the questions honestly on the WBI about yourself and who you are as a professional, and you don't get to move on, maybe that means that your work style or ethic just doesn't match Disney's. and that's not to say you are any less of a professional than the next guy. Some people fit certain jobs while others don't, and that's just a simple fact of life. From my understanding, once you are accepted after the application and move on to the next part of the process, you are allowed to take the web-based interview at any period of time. I would definitely recommend taking the web-based interview as soon as possible. If you know nothing about the web-based interview, definitely read up on it real quick and make sure you understand what is going to be asked of you. Good job, everybody who is listening right now. I am relaying all of my research to you, so you are set. The longer you wait on the WBI, the more people are doing theirs. And as more people move on and are accepted, the less spots are available. Make sure that you take the WBI in a quiet spot where you can focus and be calm as you possibly can. Because even though it seems simple that you're just answering multiple choice questions, there are still many people who get disqualified at this stage from what I would guess is inconsistent or varied answers. In prior episodes, I talked a lot about where I want to end up for my program and that I would like to do Disneyland as opposed to Disney World. And today I want to talk a little bit more extensively as to why. So when I'm looking at Disneyland as opposed to Disney World, there are three things that really come to my mind. Family, work hours, and environment. Since I'm from Washington State, moving to California would mean that I would be much closer to my family than I would be if I was moving to Florida. I've always had an amazing relationship with my family, and to have them be able to come and visit me during my program would be a cherry on top of an already amazing experience. With plane ticket prices in the high hundreds to Florida from Washington, it is very unlikely that any of them could afford that trip. Also, if you didn't know, you do get free guest passes when you become a cast member of the program. But the amount you get differs depending on if you work at Disneyland or Disney World. So from what I've heard, if you are at Disney World, you get a certain amount of free passes depending on how many hours you work. For every 100 hours you work, you get one guest pass. And these guest passes get in up to 3 people at a time. So say you had 2 friends visit you and you only had one guest pass, you would still be able to get both of them in for one day. And that's super cool, and it means that if people are visiting, you definitely want to get the most bang for your buck. So if people are coming, have them bring more peeps so you can get in the most people for free. So Disney World does guest pass allowance by the amount of hours you work, and Disneyland gives them to you right up front. I don't know, sometime during traditions? I don't know. At the very beginning of your program, you get these guest passes and you get 16 of them. So this means that the very most you can get 3 people in for 16 days, which is a total of 48 people during your program that you can get into Disneyland for free. I am almost positive that if you end up at Disneyland, you will end up with more guest passes, because if you work an average of 40 hours a week at Disney World, you will get one free guest pass every 2.5 weeks. So to get up to 16, like you get at Disneyland, you would have to work 40 weeks in Florida. And since you're only there for 4 or 5 months, you won't even be there for more than 30. In addition to getting more guest passes at Disneyland, you'll end up working less hours than if you worked at Disney World. The fact of the matter is, Disney World needs more people more often because of the amount of parks and the amount of hotels that they have. There are just so many more opportunities for them to schedule you than there are at Disneyland. And from what I've heard from Disneyland DCP alumni, the management at Disneyland do not want any of their cast members to be working more than 40 hours a week. They do not like giving away overtime pay. So that means that you probably won't ever end up working 50 to 60 hour weeks, which are commonplace for CPs at Disney World, especially during the holiday season. And I know we're going there to work, and it is probably helpful for a lot of Disney World DCP members to work more because the minimum wage in Florida is less than the minimum wage in California, but I think that extra 10 hours would hinder my experience instead of enhance it. I will get pretty much the same kind of job experience working 40 hours a week than if I worked 50 to 60 hours a week, because it's just more of the same. Plus, having less time on the job means I have more time to go to the parks as a guest. This will also allow more time for me to go to Knott's Berry Farm or Universal Studios, which are other fantastic theme parks nearby. I feel like visiting theme parks or the city around either resort is a big reason why I feel most people are interested in doing these types of programs anyway. So, at Disneyland, you get more guest passes and you work less hours. But Still a good amount. You work probably between 30 or 40 hours a week, and they always make sure that that is enough for you to live off. I've heard a lot of people who have been super stressed about not being able to make enough wages to make a living during either program, and I have no personal experience living in Florida or California and living on the type of budget that CPs are given, but I don't really see an issue. If you're a Walt Disney World cast member and you work, say, 40 hours a week at $10 an hour, that's $400 for each paycheck. Take away, let's go overboard and say $50 for taxes. You're down to $350 a week. And then let's say $120 a week for housing. So you had $400 and you take away $50 for taxes and $120 away for rent, and you are left with $230 a week. Keep in mind that as a Disney World cast member, you are paid on a weekly basis. So this is $230 a week. This could go to things such as food or entertainment or maybe a phone bill if you are paying it instead of your parents. There's no need to worry about an internet bill because Wi-Fi is given at all the apartment complexes, even though I've heard it's not very good. $230 is a lot of money. Currently, my weekly food budget is $50 a week. So if I kept that budget on the program, that still leaves $180 a week to do with what I would like. And I know that because everybody is going to the park so often, that a lot of the money that they earn is going to things such as merchandise or food. But seriously, $180 over 7 days? That leaves you with $25 a day that you could use in the parks and still keep on budget. And most likely, you will probably not be going to the parks every day. And there are necessities that you will need to buy, like toilet paper or new towels or maybe your favorite pair of shorts ripped so you have to go to Target and get a new pair. But honestly, if you take a close look at it like I am right now, you will have plenty of money if you pay attention to how you're spending it and how much you have on a weekly basis. California's current minimum wage is $12, so if I worked on the low end at Disneyland hours-wise, say 25 during 1 week at Disneyland, my paycheck would be around $300. Take out, I don't know, around 30 for taxes and you are left with $270. Then rent is $150 at Carnegie Plaza, which is the one apartment complex where DCP participants live. So take that out of the $270 and you have $120 left that week to pay for food and any other things that you need. And personally, I feel like that is plenty. And this is on the low end of the amount of hours that you would be able to receive. A lot of people work 35 to 40 hours a week at Disneyland, which would give you an extra $100 to $150 every week on top of that $120. I do know that a lot of people attempt to save money on these programs, which I think is a super smart idea. So if you are looking to save, I think you would want to look more into the Walt Disney World program because there are a lot more hours which are available for you to work. But since I'm not really concerned about saving a ton of money while I'm at this program, I definitely am more inclined to work a little less at Disneyland to have more free time to enjoy while I'm there. One other thing that you might want to think about when deciding which coast to work at is that at Walt Disney World, they offer more college courses for you to take while you're there, but they're not required. At Disneyland, they offer a smaller variety of classes, but taking one class is required. If I get into the Spring 2020 internship at Disneyland, I will have already finished all the credits I need for my college degree before I go, except my internship credits, which I will get by going. So I don't need or require a class, so in this instance, I am more inclined for Walt Disney World as opposed to Disneyland. But the other factors such as family and work hours are more important to me than if I have to take a class or not. And maybe I'll end up learning something at the class, which will be valuable to me. I don't really know, but I'm up for it. Lastly, a big reason why I am choosing to push for Disneyland as opposed to Disney World is because I would much rather live in Anaheim and work at Disneyland as opposed to living in Florida and working at Disney World. I was talking to my dad about the different work locations that they offer, and he said, well, yeah, Disney World is bigger, and Disney World has more rides and more hotels and all of that. But at Disneyland, there's just something about it that is so much more magical. And I'm not saying that Disney World isn't magical, because it definitely is. I've been there multiple times and love it. But there's something about walking down Walt Disney's original Main Street and being at the park that he personally helped build and create. It's like this unseeable feeling that you just don't understand unless you've been there. And as a big Disney history buff, you just can't beat the OG. California is also close to a lot of different experiences as opposed to being in Florida. I am a big fan of roller coasters and have been to many of the parks in California like Six Flags Magic Mountain and Knott's Berry Farm, which I will definitely be getting passes to if I end up being accepted there. Florida, other than Walt Disney World and Universal Studios and SeaWorld, boo, don't have as many of those kinds of parks as California has. California is also close to Las Vegas, where my brother lives, which is a huge reason why I would like to live in California. There go all of my guest passes. One thing I would say, though, is that Universal Studios Orlando is much better than Universal Studios Hollywood. Islands of Adventure is an amazing theme park, and it kills me that I have not been there in such a long time. If you didn't know, Islands of Adventure is Universal Studios Orlando's second theme park. I know that if I lived in Florida, that I would be just as excited to visit Isles of Adventure as I would Disney World. The climates of both locations are also very different. Both places can get pretty hot, but that Orlando weather is something else. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Whenever I went to Disney World, we would kind of enjoy getting soaked by the rain in the afternoon, except you'd have to go back to the hotel and change because you were just too wet to ever dry by the end of the day. I remember one day my mom and I took the monorail to Epcot to try and get Test Track fast passes, and while we were riding there on the monorail, the rain started and it was like movie rain was pouring from the sky. But we still had to get those Test Track passes. So we ran from the monorail platform down its ramp that had turned into one giant puddle and got through security and got into the park. And then we found every possible covering that we could and made our way from the entrance of Epcot past Spaceship Earth to the Interventions building, which had one of the Fast Pass kiosks. Those covers obviously didn't help us because we were already drenched through by the time we got to security. On the way to the kiosk, we, my mom and I, ran into Daisy and ended up getting a photo with her because there was no line. Everyone was hiding from the rain. And that ended up being a really special moment and one of the things that I remember most from that trip. So in no way am I talking crap about the rain. I think it is super cool. But I don't know if working every day getting soaked in that rain all the time would be as pleasurable as that memory is for me. So those are the main reasons why I'm going to push Disneyland in my phone interview. I am, and have said this before, still applying for Walt Disney World as well because I'm going to be open to any opportunity that they give me to be a part of either program. One thing I also wanted to update you guys on was my work experience. I was able to send my work experience for my application to a DCP alumni, and she got back to me pretty quickly about what was good about it and what I needed to change. So I wanted to go through that with y'all so you would know what I did prior, wrong, and to hear some of her advice. So, looking at the changes in general, a lot of it was either combining two bullets into one or interweaving Disney keywords into my bullet points. One thing that she changed, which I think is a great change, and as an example for you, is that she included the word efficient in my bullet point, which read, work independently and with coworkers to ensure all tasks are complete. She changed that to work both independently and as a team with coworkers to ensure all tasks are completed in an efficient manner. Why I think this is a great change is because in Disney's code of conduct, there are four keys. These four keys are safety, courtesy, efficiency, and show. And a lot of people believe that having these keywords in your application help it go through the computer. So she added efficiency, which I had not thought of. Kudos to her. The biggest thing I really see throughout the entire revision is her use of those Disney keywords showing up more often than I had them, which I definitely think is an improvement. In my opinion, I think it's important for anybody who is filling out any type of application, it doesn't have to be DCP specific, for you to have someone else look through and edit what you have written, because it's your own writing, so it's very difficult for you to spot mistakes, or things might sound weird to other people, but they might not sound weird to you, because you're the one who wrote it. I probably should take some of my own advice for these podcast scripts, am I right? I definitely recommend finding a DCP alumni to look at your application's work experience to ensure that it is the best it can possibly be before you submit it. There are plenty of people on the DCP Facebook groups that would be more than happy to help. So that will be it for this week's Disney Internship Podcast. If you have any questions for me or have topics you would like researched for the show, send me an email at michaelaphillipsdcp@yahoo.com or comment on any of my Instagram posts. You can find me at DCP Internship Podcast. I would like to thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next Friday. Late, though. Before midnight, but probably after 10. I hope your day so far has been super odd, and you're really just not sure what's going on. Ta-ta!